Welcome to the Wake Up Shake Up Show. That was Drake with God's Plan right here. It's DJ Mojo, also known as Army Sergeant Mariah Jones. If you're just tuning in, good morning to you, Area 4. Coming up, we're going to hear from Max, Walk the Moon, and Portugal the Man. And also, I have a special guest in the building. That's right, Mary Sarantakis is joining me today. She's a high school intern, and she goes by DJ Taki. So how are you doing today?
Hey, what's up, Area 4? It's Mary here. DJ Takis, let's get it.
Yes, and me and Mary, we're going to talk about popular apps here in Area 4. So, you know, today is Tuesday. I know we're having some newcomers over at the Camp Henry. So I want to let them know all about the apps that they should download, as well as if you're new and you still don't have these apps, stick around because we're going to talk about our favorite ones and also the ones you should download. Let's get back to the music with Justin Timberlake, Can't Stop the Feeling. That was Max featuring Nash with Lights Down Low right here on the Wake Up Shake Up Show. It's DJ Mojo here, and I'm back with DJ Takis. That's right. We're going to talk about some of the popular apps that you definitely should download. You definitely should have while you're here in Korea. So the first one I want to talk about, it's called the Afi's Taxi app. I think this is essential for traveling around the peninsula, going to base, even going off base. You definitely want to download that. So how do you download it? Well, go into your app store and type in AAFES and then the word taxi, and a blue icon should appear. It has a phone and a taxi on it. That's the one you want to download. It works by allowing you to request a taxi by typing in your exact location, your pickup time, even when you're off base. And then they're going to send you a confirmation text of that taxi number, the color, and also an ETA, which is an estimated time of arrival that it should pick you up. And I think this definitely helps out with your travel when you're here in Korea. It makes things a lot easier. So make sure you download that. How about you, Mary? What's your favorite app to use?
Currently, I love using the KakaoTalk app.
Kakao?
Yeah, KakaoTalk.
Kakao.
Well, it's a chatting application that a lot of people in Korea use. So I feel like if you're in Korea, you especially need to download that. Oh, I just got a KakaoTalk right now. Yeah, because if you want to like communicate with everyone, and it works anywhere in Korea, so I think it's a good app to communicate, definitely.
I know that even when your family is in the States as well, they can download the Kakao app. And it's easier for you to get messages, especially if there's a delay.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, with like iMessages and stuff like that. People don't have iPhones. Not everyone has an iPhone.
Yeah.
So this shows you, it gives you like a little notification on your phone that someone messaged you in that app. And that makes it easier to communicate as well. So.
Yeah, and you can also send like videos, photos, like any type of like, really anything in the app. And I think it's like a better version of iMessage, if I may say. So.
Yeah, and I've even made some friends in the local community. And they've had Kakao. I think that's another way Koreans text message. They use Kakao. And I've been able to message them and communicate with them. See pictures of them because pictures are also on there. So it's kind of like a mini, like...
It's a mini community.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you click on... it's like a mini face. I say this is like a Korean Facebook because it's a mini community. If you click on their profile, it links to their page.
Right.
And then they have a bunch of stuff of them too. So it's like a an all-in-one chat application, which is like really good.
Yeah, so there you have it. Make sure you download the Kakao app and also the Afi's Taxi app. Now, I will say one little caveat to the Afi's Taxi app. If you did not order a taxi, please do not hop in someone else's taxi.
Oh,
that is the most annoying thing ever.
That is rude. I've seen people done that before. I'm like, excuse me, this is my taxi.
Did you call? But did you call, though? That's one thing, like, if I see someone who needs a taxi more than I do, like one time I was coming out from the theater and I seen a family and I was like, okay, I really don't need it that bad. I'll let them take my taxi. But just make sure you use that app or at least call. That way you're not taking someone else's taxi.
Definitely.
Yep. Well, we've got more with DJ Takis and myself. We're going to come up with your currency exchange rate and weather update right after this.
That sounds like a lifesaver.
And it's DJ Mojo here, checking the time right now. It's currently 9:21 on this Tuesday morning. That's right. And your currency exchange rate is brought to you by the DOD Community Bank, where one U.S. dollar is going to get you 1,045 Korean won. Moving over to the weather right now, it's currently 42 degrees here in Namgu Daegu. We've got mostly cloudy skies for today. The high today is going to be 44 with a low of 34. Tomorrow, we're going to have some snow and some rain in our forecast. The high of tomorrow will be 41 with a low of 31. And where can you download all of this information? DJ Takis.
Pacific app.
That's right. So yes. Make sure you download that. We've got all that information on there, as well as other music genres. So, I mean, if you like country, hip hop, whatever, we have different genres of music on there as well. And also check us out on Facebook, like the AFN Daegu official page. Let's get back to the music with Walk the Moon, Shut Up and Dance. That was Starly with Call on Me right here on the Wake Up Shake Up Show. It's DJ Mojo here back with DJ Takis. That's right.
What's up? I'm back.
We're going to talk about some other apps that you definitely should download. So if you ever want to know what's popular and highly rated in your city, you should definitely download Culture Trip. That is C-U-L-T-U-R-E. And then, of course, Trip, T-R-I-P. So a black icon should appear, and that is the one you want to download. What I have to say about this app is that it features different attractions, food, and shopping stores in your city. It also gives you details on what's the best here in Daegu. So like me, like on Sundays, I like to brunch. I am a brunch person. So it'll give you the top 10 best brunch places here in Daegu. And also there's pictures. It tells you about the food, about the restaurant. So that's very, very popular, as well as shopping. So if you like shopping, tells you the best department stores to shop at, the best local towns here that you could get into and shop as well. I just love this app. What do you use, Mary?
I personally, okay, this may sound weird, but I use AFN, the AFN Pacific app. So if you type in the app store, AFN Pacific, an AFN logo icon will appear, and you just click the download button. And this is like the perfect app. It has like the TV schedules, your exchange rate, your gas prices, your traffic situations, and like even like the local radio station, like AFN Daegu.
That is us. Yep.
Make sure you listen. Some people may be listening on the AFN Pacific app currently right now.
Yes, we do have some audience members and some fans that listen on their computer. Like, you don't have to just have it on your phone. You can type it in on your computer and listen there. You can stream us. So that's a cool way to stay in touch with us. So we appreciate it. So make sure you download that. It's called Culture Trip that I was talking about. It's so cool. It also tells you like the best food markets here in Daegu, I mean, it's just an awesome, awesome app. I love it. And also what's similar to that app is the Visit Korea app. That's pretty much the same thing as well.
Basically the same thing, but I guess you can download both. So you have different options because each app has like a different list or different recommendation. So if you want more options, you can definitely download that other app too.
And share it. Let your friends know about it. If you have the same place that you go to all the time, this will definitely expand your horizons with different things to try here in Daegu. Also, it's not just Daegu, so whatever city you're in, if you're in Seoul for the weekend or you're in Busan for the weekend, it's going to give you that list of what's popular, what like the must-see areas. So.
Yeah, any local city that it'll have it on there, I promise you.
Yep, and we've got more. We got more with DJ Takis. We're going to talk the last bit. We're going to talk about languages and how to communicate here in Korea. So stick around. We've got your Korea update up first. Bruno Mars featuring Cardi B with Finesse right here on the Wake Up Shake Up Show. It's DJ Mojo here, and I'm back with DJ Takis.
Last
but not least, we're going to talk about the last apps that you definitely should download while you're here in Korea. So if you're not fluent in Korean or reading Hangul, you should definitely download the Google Translate app. So it works by converting Korean language to English so that you can read. Now, my favorite way to use this app is by taking photos while I'm out. Like, I'll be at a restaurant dining out, and I'll take photos of the menu, and then it converts the Hangul language into English. That way I know exactly what I'm ordering, and then I can tell my waiter exactly what I want. So that is the easiest way that I use it, and I love it, because with all the restaurants here in Korea, it makes it that much easier to dine out.
Yeah.
What about you?
There's also this other app called HelloTalk.
HelloTalk.
Okay, this is, y'all may have never heard of this app, but it's a language exchange cultural app where people or anyone who wants to learn a target language, they can sign up. They can, oh, I want to learn Greek today. So they'll sign up for the Greek language and they'll connect you with another person who wants to learn your language, like English.
Mm-hmm.
And then y'all will like communicate in that language and they'll correct you or they'll like fix your like pronunciation or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like an anonymous chat app. There's also a call option if you want to like work on pronunciation and words like that. So I think it's a really good app for those people who in Korea who want to learn some Korean, you know?
So that's more conversational,
I want to say.
Because
yeah.
a lot of times when we use the apps here, it will tell you exactly a certain way to say it or to read it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I show like my waiter or someone the words that they suggested, they look at me kind of like crazy.
Yeah.
Like, what you trying to say, you know? So yours is more conversational.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, shout out to my AFN team. They're down there at Camp Carroll for the newcomers briefing. So if you're listening, make sure you download these apps. We got the A-Feast Taxi app, the Visit Korea app, Culture Trip, Hello Talk, and of course the Google Translate app. This will make your tour here to Korea that much easier.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you download that. Shout out to DJ Phantom, DJ Natty G, DJ PMG, and of course Brandon. He still doesn't have a name, so y'all can help him out with that. All right, we're going to get back to your currency exchange rate and your weather update right after this. It's DJ Mojo here, and checking the time right now. It's currently 9:51 on this Tuesday morning, and today your currency exchange rate is brought to you by the DOD Community Bank, where one U.S. dollar is going to get you 1,045 Korean won, and that, of course, is on post. Moving over to the weather right now, it's currently 42 degrees here in Namgu Daegu. The high of today is going to be 44 with a low of 34. We're going to have mostly cloudy skies today. Tomorrow, expect some snow and some rain. The high of tomorrow is going to be 41 with a low of 31. And if you didn't already, make sure you download that AFN Pacific app on your mobile device. All this information is on there. And then check us out on Facebook, like the AFN Daegu official page. Let's turn up with Post Malone. Congratulations. It's DJ Mojo here, and thanks for listening. That wraps up the Wake Up Shake Up show this Tuesday morning. Make sure you tune in to the Afternoon Buzz with DJ Ollie. It's kicking off at 2 p.m. You already know what it is. Make sure you stay tuned to 88.5 AFN Daegu, the Eagle. Guess what we're doing? We're serving America's best.